If this is your first time here, I recommend you start from the beginning at episode one because the story is in chronological order. Also, if you really love this information and these episodes, please share this with your friends. It really does help to spread the word. In last week's episode, I had just gotten back from Dubai after spending almost 3 weeks back in the US. The struggles of jet lag had really hit me hard, and honestly, took me about a week and a half to finally recover from it. This week, I've been home for a few weeks now, working on several things, including taking a major, major step forward in this goal of starting a side hustle. If you follow the Starting Over Instagram page, you already know the news. If you haven't heard, then this is my chance to let you know that I have officially resigned from my 9-to-5 job. So let's get into it. This is a story of starting over in your 30s told in real time and how I'm trying to navigate my way through a confusing juncture in life. I have suddenly realized the life I'm living is not the life I want. In each episode, I'll be sharing every step of my journey as it's unfolding in real time, the good, the bad, the ugly. From starting a side hustle to completely reconsidering and questioning every goal I ever made for myself in my 20s, I'll be taking you on this journey with me to figure out my life all over again. Before we get into the resignation, let's review a few things related to the side hustle and where we are today. Right before I had left for the US in February, I had recently gotten some product photos taken and was working towards getting product images made for Amazon specifically. Surprisingly, this has been much more of a process than I thought it would be. I hired a graphic designer from Fiverr to help me create the Amazon product images, but it has not been going really well. I thought it would be quick and easy, but it's taken several weeks for the product images to be created. I plan to deep dive this in next week's episode and talk all about my experience in getting product images made from Fiverr. For now, the update is that after several rounds of revisions, I am still waiting for the final images. Now, something that happened recently made my heart smile big. Two of my girlfriends here in Dubai offered to come over to my place and help me repackage some more beach bags with me. It was very sweet of them to offer, and you know what? It was so much fun doing that together with them. They came over on a Sunday afternoon and we got to work. I showed them my steps of repackaging a beach bag and we created a little repackaging assembly line. I ordered all of us sushi so we were also happy and well fed. Not gonna lie, I think I need to start throwing more repackaging parties. It honestly was so much fun. We had a lot of fun girl time too. It made me feel really good and happy to realize that I have good friends in my life. Now it is time to take you back to March 14th, 2024, the day that my life as I know it officially changed. So today is a different day. Today changes the course of my history as I know it because today is the day I am resigning from my 9-to-5 job. I'm currently sitting in the parking garage of my office, getting ready to go into the office. Getting ready. So it's taken a year to get here, but the time has come. It's gonna be scary. I'm very nervous. My heart is beating fast. I wrote out my resignation letter last night, and I will be giving my 2-month notice, because it's a 2-month notice period here. I will be giving my 2-month notice today.
Before I actually go inside to the office, I start quietly doing my makeup in the car. I don't have the music playing. The loudest thing in the car is the hum of the AC. The parking garage is very dimly lit. It's terrible lighting to try to do makeup properly. But I find myself not caring, just lost in thought, sitting quietly in the car while my thoughts race loudly in my head.
I'm nervous, I'm not gonna lie. Even though I've been planning for this day for a year, it's still really scary and nerve-wracking and
sad. It is sad. About to walk into the office, and at some point today I'm gonna be giving my resignation notice. I have to time this properly. Maybe I should wait for end. I don't know. Do I wait for the end of the day? I'm not sure, but wish me luck. I officially resigned from my company today. I have put in my 2-month notice. I called my boss. I gave him the news. I was really sad, actually. It's not news that I wanted to give, but I had to do it. It is time to move on to the next chapter of my life. This is not easy. I'm not gonna lie. It's not like I'm leaving the office overjoyed. I'm happy that I'm moving on to the next phase of my life, but I do feel like a part of me will be mourning what I have built in Dubai over the last 8 years. So we shall see what is next. Time to do the next phase of life.
It's taken a lot of work to get to this place. It was just 1 year ago where I put out an episode contemplating whether or not to quit my job. Since then, I've created a plan that would allow me to feel confident and comfortable quitting my job and still be able to be in the best position possible at this time in my life. Let me share a list of goals I came up with a year ago, where if I achieve these goals, I would give myself the permission to walk away from my 9-to-5 job. First, it was to get the golden visa here in Dubai. This is a fairly new visa option that came out a couple of years ago or so, where if you meet certain financial criteria that you can prove to the UAE, you can apply for this 10-year golden visa. As an expat in the UAE, there are a few ways to secure your work visa in this country, but they usually only last 2 to 3 years. You can get sponsored by a company, which is what I did, or you can get your own freelance or business visa, which allows you to be your own boss, but you have to keep renewing these visa options every 2 to 3 years. It can get really expensive over time. Now, I'm definitely not a visa expert, and I know there are more ways to get a visa in Dubai, but these are just the few that I have personal experience with. I was able to get my 10-year golden visa back in January this year. This gives me the opportunity to not have to depend on working for a company for that work visa, and it's cheaper than applying for my own business visa, which I don't need to get quite yet. The golden visa allows me to still be a resident of the UAE, keep my bank accounts and other things active, while not having to find another company to work for right away. I had to pay for this out of my own pocket, which cost me 6,400 dirhams. That's equal to $1,700. But for a 10-year visa, this is well worth the money. Usually, 2-to-3-year visas have been about the same price. Another big thing on the goals list was to go through the egg freezing process here in Dubai. Now, I know this goal is a little bit more female-oriented, but this can be an expensive process to go through, even more so in the US compared to the UAE, surprisingly. A few years ago, our company started offering a new women's wellness insurance package that we could use if we wanted to. Part of the insurance package allows you to get up to $5,000 US dollars towards things like egg freezing or IVF procedures. Now, these procedures can cost way more than that, but $5,000 is better than nothing. Since egg freezing specifically was something that I had been wrestling with doing for a while, I decided to take full advantage of the insurance and applied to use the $5,000 towards egg freezing. I completed this process in July last year, only requiring one egg freezing cycle, since my doctor was able to collect more than enough eggs. And thank goodness, because of this new insurance, it was something that I didn't have to pay out of pocket for. I talk all about this in episodes 31 and 32 if you are curious about how this process went for me here in Dubai, as well as all the costs and the step-by-step process of egg freezing. Something that was also really important to me on a financial level and a health level was to make sure that I spend all of 2023 till now taking full advantage of my health insurance, since I know I will not have as good of a health insurance plan as I do now after I quit. I made a list of things I wanted to do health-wise. I went through foot surgery, I got MRIs, I've been seeing a physical therapist as much as I can. I also have been doing therapy since last year because that is also fully covered by our insurance. Now I just have to make sure I see the dentist, get some new glasses, and get a full health checkup before my last day of work in May. So far, things have been tracking really well in that department. Now, as I was wrapping up my 2023 work year last year, I started to realize that I was checking off a lot of things off my goals list, and being able to quit my job was becoming more of a reality sooner than later. With that in mind, I decided to stick around work long enough to get my full 2023 bonus payout. This was given out at the end of February, just about a month ago. I decided that after I received that payout, I was in a comfortable position to walk away from work. That also allowed me time to attend one more annual sales kickoff event in the US, which can always be a fun time, and it was a free trip back home that I recently got back from. I also made sure to get approval for my upcoming 2024 annual flight back home to the US, which got approved a couple of weeks ago. These are benefits that work has always paid for since the beginning of starting to work at the company. Usually in Dubai, most companies do pay for your annual flight home as part of your benefits package. Okay, those are the main things that I've already achieved from my goals to achieve before I quit list. But there are still several things that I've been simultaneously working on as well that will only further my confidence in quitting my job. For example, my goal of starting a side hustle has been ongoing for over a year now. I have also been working to save as much money as possible for the last year and a half or so. I usually have been putting away around 30% of my salary towards my savings each month, which has been really helpful. I've been working to save enough money to pay off my school loans in full, a topic I will deep dive later because I'm sure you're wondering why I still have school loans. Yes, I know. I will explain all later. I have also been trying to teach myself all about the investment options that I want to get into. And for someone that has been spending her money willy-nilly focused on fun and travel for the first 5 to 6 years of my life in Dubai, this is a major pivot for me financially. And lastly, on the financial front, I also made sure to save plenty of money to purchase my company stock options. This will cost me a total of $25,000 to buy all of my shares. And because I knew in advance that I would only have 90 days after I quit my job to actually purchase the shares, I didn't want to quit till I felt like that action was an easy action to make financially, which at this point I am comfortable doing that. Well, don't get me wrong. It feels really scary to pay that much money towards one single thing. But of course, the goal is that it will easily pay for itself. Fingers crossed. I want to leave this episode on an honest note. Something that I've been struggling with lately is how things have been progressing more slowly in the side hustle department for the last month or so. Since having recently spent a few weeks back in the US, I do feel like I've been working at a slower pace than I was before. Before the US, I was moving at a good, steady pace, being able to achieve my weekly goals towards a side hustle. For the last few weeks, though, I feel like I've been way more distracted and, dare I say it, less motivated. Not because I don't still have the same goals. I do. I very much do. It's not a lack of time. I'm still able to carve out time to work on the side hustle bit by bit every week. But I have just been carrying this feeling of reduced motivation because I think with all the changes happening at this stage in the game, I'm letting my fear slow me down again. I'm getting in my head a lot about the next steps of this phase, which has been to quit my job. It's now been 1 week since I turned in my resignation notice at work, and my mental state has been all over the place. My emotions are 20% sad, 30% happy and excited, and 50% terrified. I'm not leaving my job because I hate it. I'm leaving my job because I am beyond burnt out and I really need to find something more fulfilling in life, something that feeds my soul and I can still make a living off of. I know that feels like a pretty privileged thing to say, but it is the pivot I need to take in my life right now, even though I don't know how this will fully go. I guess let's keep enjoying the up and down ride together. Next week, I will get into my experience of working with a graphic designer I hired from Fiverr to make my Amazon product listing images. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, it hasn't been going well. Stay tuned. If you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast. And to help spread the word, as we are brand new, rate and review us 5 stars to help get the podcast out there. Follow us on our Instagram page at @startingover_inrealtime for more fun content about the journey. Any and all support is always appreciated. I cannot wait to continue to share this journey with you.